That's unbelievable down here, Oisin. There's a great buzz around Downings, indeed in the entire parish, particularly around the schools with the kids putting up flags and buntings and what have you. It's just given the entire parish a huge lift in the run-up to Christmas when you consider, you know, the past 18 months that everybody worldwide has had.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
And I know listening to the likes of Barney and Cookie and Anthony as well over the last number of weeks, and particularly when they've been on this Ulster journey, this was somewhere that the club wanted to be, particularly the management team wanted the club to be at this time of the year.
Oh, absolutely, Oisin. They weren't going to be satisfied with the Donegal Junior Championship. The intention was to get a run in Ulster, and they've taken us into really unknown territory. We got to a semi-final before in 2016 and got narrowly beaten there, you know. But this is a whole new experience.
And obviously since the three guys came in and took charge and took things over, there's been a certain cohesion and gelling within the squad that have taken them this far.
There hasn't, Oisin, you know, but we mustn't forget the lads that were there before and the work that they put in. They were there for 4 years and they had the basis of the squad together. There was new lads coming in for the last couple of years, coming out of minor and under 20 level. We are a very, very young squad.
Yeah, and obviously a very progressive squad as well. And I know over the last couple of years, having dropped out of the intermediate, there was a bit of a hurt within that squad as well, Hugo.
Oh, there was. There was unfinished business there, particularly from the Junior A final loss to Convoy last year when we just didn't turn up on the day.
And it's all about turning up this weekend, Hugo, so
oh,
it is.
Absolutely, it's all about turning up. This is a very good Den side now. We've watched them and they're going to cause us problems. Much the same as Sean McDermott's last week. They're a fairly physical side from what I hear, and they will cause us problems. I mean, you don't get to an Ulster final without being a good side.
As if it was to come off at the weekend, Hugo, what would it mean for a club like Downings?
Oh, it'd be a fantastic achievement for us. It'd be right up there with one in the All-Ireland Gaeltacht, Junior Gaeltacht.
And just around the squad this week as well, Hugo, I'm sure, obviously the community, there's a great air of excitement. Is the excitement there within the squad as well? Can you feel that?
Yeah, you can feel that the boys are up for it now, particularly at training on Tuesday night. You know, we've fellas travelling from Galway to train, travelling from Sligo, you know, college lads coming back 2 evenings a week to train. And that's a huge commitment for fellas who are studying as well.
Yeah, big commitment, and particularly again at this time of the year.
Yeah, oh yeah, dark evenings, leaving Galway in it practically dark and arriving back in Galway maybe at 12 o'clock at night or indeed later.
Yeah. Maybe at times, Hugo, are we asking too much of the club player, would you feel? Or is it just the way it is in modern football now?
I think it's just the way it is in modern football now, that the level of commitment and preparation that's needed if you want to compete, you know, at provincial level, you have to prepare properly for it. And you can't do that without putting the time and commitment into it.
Yeah. Just finally then, would it be a huge statement heading into intermediate next year as Ulster Junior Champions?
Oh, it would be, undoubtedly, it would be a big plus to be heading in as Ulster Junior Champions, you know. And if we're fortunate enough to win on Sunday, who knows where the journey will take us.